In recent years, the scientific consensus has grown stronger and stronger that human activity is causing global climate change with severe implications for our planet. Nonetheless, there remain many powerful deniers to climate change. Supporters of climate denial, led by the fossil fuel industry, are able to propagate their beliefs because of a phenomenon known as the politicization of science. Ben Perlmutter reports on the politicization of science for Emory News Now.
Today, the global warming alarmists are the equivalent of the flat earthers.
Those are the words of Republican Senator and presidential hopeful Ted Cruz. While Cruz compares advocates of man-made climate change to flat earthers, a broad scientific consensus disagrees with him. Cruz and fellow climate deniers are able to spread their scientifically questionable claims like this because they politicize climate science. Georgia State political science professor Toby Bolson define the politicization of science in a phone interview.
Politicization occurs when an actor emphasizes the inherent uncertainty in science by casting doubt on the existence of a scientific consensus.
Actors, for their self-interested reasons, spread doubt about science amongst the public while there's little to no doubt within the scientific community. Emory University environmental science professor Woody Hickox explained that climate science is particularly susceptible to politicization because it's so complicated. Hickox says it requires the contributions of many disciplines, from biology to astrophysics to oceanography to ecology. There are many points at which politicization can occur. Powerful interests in the fossil fuel industry have been the main funders of climate denial research. Especially ExxonMobil, the world's largest oil company, and the Koch brothers, owner of the petrochemical giant Koch Industries. They stand the most to lose from taking action on climate change as their products, fossil fuels, produce greenhouse gases, which in turn cause climate change. College senior and environmental science and biology major Jordan Kolpis thinks that it is of dubious ethics for the fossil fuel industry to fund climate science.
If you have research like stuff that the Koch brothers are funding, it's like sort of illegitimate research. And like, as a biology major, I've seen a lot of different ways you can skew scientific studies to portray some sort of picture. But you need funding, first off. But secondly, if your funding is coming from a biased source, it's illegitimate, I think.
Fossil fuel companies also try to directly appeal to the public to create a perception of doubt about the scientific consensus on climate change. Dr. Bolson elaborated on why politicizing science is such an effective tactic for skewing public perception.
And so what we see is that on the side of citizens is when elites do this, when politicization enters the picture, people can't reason, that they aren't able to sort of know whether or not to trust scientific evidence in particular cases.
Self-interested elites, in this case the fossil fuel industry, create a public perception of doubt, while there is none among the climate scientists. Naomi Oreskes, historian of science and author of the best-selling book about politicizing science, Merchants of Doubt, explains how this tactic is so effective in an online interview.
A key part of the strategy from the very beginning is to undermine the idea of scientific consensus. And one of the things they discovered in their own market research was that if you can persuade people that there's no scientific consensus, then people will think that it would be premature to act. And this is why you hear them saying as a kind of mantra, there's no consensus, the science isn't settled.
And thus the debate rages on in the public forum. Ben Perlmutter, Emory News Now.